Good morning, everybody. I'd like to finish today. What I want to cover in Tzum Kuf Pei Gimel, just one sif. So most of the sif was talking, obviously, about matters related to Hargosha. Chaver says we require Hargosha in order to be have a woman have a status of a nida d'oraisa. The Shach points out, and others point out, of course, d'rabbanan, you can be a nida without Hargosha. We'll discuss at some length what exactly that means and what exact role the Hargosha plays. And, just again to go over, we assume today for the most part that a woman has a normal menstrual period and she has a Hargosha. She has had a Hargosha and she's considered a Nidoraisa, even though she may not have sensed the Hargosha. Women today don't always sense it. They don't notice it. We'll discuss that at length. We assume that there was a Hargosha. And even if it wasn't her normal menstrual period, but she had a significant flow of dam that's similar to her, when she gets her menstrual period. So that also, we assume she's Nida d'oraisa. The other extreme, Nida d'rabbana, a woman finds a stain, a spot. So that makes her Nida d'rabbana. That's a din of a kesem. And of course, we have certain kulas as to where the kesem can be in order to be mekel and so on, and what the material it's on, how big it is, etc. But which we'll talk about when we come to ksumim. But the middle area is a sort of a gray area mentioned because sometimes a woman can have a discharge. It's not exactly a heavy flow, but it's more than staining. So that's where some of the problems come in. But in any event, that's the main theme of the first sif. This simon kupay gimel. This first simon is about the Hargosha. But at the very end, the Ramon makes a comment that this din, the din of nida, applies whether it's a married woman, a single woman, tana, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the age, as long as she has her periods. I'd like to look at that today, just to finish up some Kuf Pei Gimel. As I mentioned, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, maybe I'll say something about Yom Kippur, about Tshuva, and then we'll resume after Yontif with some Kuf Pei Dalet, which is about Vestas. Okay? So, the Pasuk, I'm going to go back to the Pasuk in the first source in this sheet, Shir number 9. It says in Parsha Achimoz, Parakut Ches Pasuk Tez, Vel Isha Benidas Tumos Alo Sikrav Legalo Serfosa. It speaks about a woman, and it seems to be any woman, right? Any woman with whom one is prohibited. This is the lane in course of Minchan Yom Kippur. Right, it says El Isha Benidas Tumaso. You can't approach a woman to have a relation with her if she is a woman who has nida, who's in the status of nida, Tumas nida, and it does not particularly specify that it's talking about your wife. Any woman who's a nida has a din with nida. Now, theoretically, one could perhaps suggest that maybe the whole history of nida, as we'll see with Gemara, maybe the whole history of nida in terms of Asur Labayla applies only to, a man with his wife. It's not the case, but we can at least have a suggestion. Perhaps that's an area we can be mechalek. We talked the very first day about Tumas Nida, that a woman who is a Nida becomes an Avatuma, and that the Dam is an Avatuma. That presumably is very hard to mechalek between, why should I make a difference if you're married or not? I mean, it's fun to be married. It's a matter of her status. But in terms of the Isser, we call it Asur Labayla, the Isser Labayla. Maybe that's only a special thing with the husband. At least he could have such a discussion. So there's a famous tshuva that I'd like to go through with you. We had a chance to look at it. We'll go through it. The tshuva is HaRivash. Rosh will be shown him. In Simen Tov Chav Hei. Tshuva is Rosh Simen Tov Chav Hei. Sha'alta Levar Lecha. He was asked, Shaila, the Rivash was, to explain Mashakosu Batarvel Isha Benidas Tumas Alizu Lagalo Servasa. Somebody asked about this question, and they asked basically, "Imnamar al kol isha nida, is this iser to have relations with a nida, to be born nida, is on any woman who's a nida, bein be ishto, bein be pnuya, okay, whether it's his wife or it's a single woman, let's say, obviously we're not talking about nations ish, it's a different issue, but a pnuya means an unmarried woman, so I guess we could refer to that as premarital sex, right, premarital sex." So is the Isser of Nida Chal in that particular situation? Okay? Even when he's not married. And he says, V'imukach, Eichlo hiskir dover zeharash bo zal b'sefer taras habayis, lo haravid zal b'sefer b'ha nefesh, kilafil shon, olomo dibra ala b'ishto sholem. The person who's asking Rivash Hashanah says, if you look in the classics forum at that time, right? The classics forum, which talk about you're going to need the Torah Sabayis of the Rashba and the Bala Nefesh of the Raiva. These are classic Rishonim from the classic Rishonim. You know, we talk about the Yisrael Midah, they all talk about it, the Ishto Nida. You know, we always talk about, you know, man with his wife, right? Ishto Nida is the expression of your wife. And we mention it that way. Nobody mentioned, and Nisarim will take his word for it, the Rivosh, that Taka Nisarim never mentions what the situation is with the Pnuya. And furthermore, Eich Morgal B'fi Kol Adam, Polonis Pnuya Muteris. Okay? People tell, oh, she's Muteris, this Pnuya. Okay, I mean, it seems strange that Rishonim would make it sound like it's only a woman who's married. You know, and v'chacham is al eichin yichshum kedeshah ba'olam ki mistama einan mitaras atzman. It is a kedeshah. Okay, kedeshah for our purpose and a prostitute. You know, I mean, again, it's also for other reasons, but nobody seems to bring up nida in that regard. Mistama, a woman who's a kedeshah, doesn't first go to the mikvah before, you know, advertising herself on the street. I mean, it's like, you know, a little strange. And yet nobody seems to talk about it. Kimistama and a mitaris atzmon, a woman who's a prostitute, mistama doesn't first go to the mikveh, right? Beechlos tikno shim tikon or shum gedah shol tar b'pniyah. And sof kol sof, why shouldn't we find a din that a pniyah should taka go to the mikveh after she has a period, just like a woman married does, you know? So at least it will remove this or neither. Kadeh shol yikoshub or rabim, acha shabola, onish koris, right? I mean, you have a relation with neither, you know, a punishment koris. So we should have found that, unfortunately, there are people who do things that are wrong. We should have found at least that with regards to the Yisr Karis of Nida, that was the question the Rivash was asked, right? Kadesh Rekosh Barab, Machat Shabola, Onish Kova, Negev Bavetzu Tanakha, Malkus. Yisto Bilvara Kosmedaber. On the other hand, if Taka, it's true that the whole Yisr of B.S. Nida is with your wife, so then Hukshul Echolosh and Rambam Zal, Bahar Makomos, Shanir Bidvor, Shasar Anida, Bain Bisho, Bain Pnuyev. The Rambam's Loshan, even though the Rashba and the Ravid never talk about it, but the Rambam, when he talks about Yisr Nida, he doesn't seem to be Mechalek between whether she's a married woman or a Pnuyev. So that was the question which Rivosh was asked, okay? Tshuva, Dover Baruhu, Shasar B.S. Anida, Lo Bishto Bavad, Ela Bain Bisho, Bain Bisho, Bain Bisho, Bain Bisho, Bain Bisho, Rishbosh says that the halacha is, there's no question. The woman is Anita, and it's usher to have a relation with Anita. I don't care if it's your own wife, I don't care if it's your friend's wife, I don't care if it's a single girl. It doesn't make a difference. This Anita is across the board. Okay? Bain, even a pnuyim. Gam ha-kasa avar. And you look in the pasuk, ha-kasa avar stam. Vel isha b'nidas tumaso velo chilek ben isha le pnuyim. Shehai lo omar lo ishtecha. Right, the Rivash is medayik in a pasuk back in source one. Achemos parakut ches leyikur pasuk yitetz. Vel isha benidas tumosa lo sikrav legalos ervosa. Doesn't say vel ishtecha. Okay, vel isha. Any woman who has a period. You know, it doesn't matter whether she's married to you, she's married to somebody else, not married at all. Okay, as soon as she gets her period, whatever age she is, she's now in the status of an Anita. That doesn't have to be married. So that's what the Rivash said. The Yisurim apply to every woman, no matter what. That's point one. All right, he states that's a halacha. There's no doubt about it. There's no room, wiggle room, anything else. I quote the whole truth, but the part reading here in the third paragraph. Your kasha, so how come the Raiva, the Rashba, didn't mention this in the Yisurim? Okay. Don't get excited. They were talking about most normal situations. We're talking about neither. We're talking about a man with his wife. That's what they're talking about. Not to be medayic. Oh, but if a woman's a single girl, then it's okay to sleep with her neither. That's not what their point was. They were talking about the ordinary circumstances. We too. We talk about it today. Chosim goes to Chosim to the guy. When you're getting married, right? That's when the issue of neither comes up. That's how the psalm write about it. That's what we talk about. A man with his wife. The wife has to go to the mikveh. Right? The wife's a neither. So that's the way of talking. It's a deeper behovah. Okay, and he quotes Gemaras like that. V'chein v'divar Razal b'maseches Makas Bal hein nashav nidos behelam echachas. I told him that that's what those Gemaras are told. A person can violate many different Yisurim with one act. Remember those Gemaras in Makas, you do one act. So Bal hein nashav nidos. Or tafke nashav? Only if it's his wife? No, that's just a normal situation. Okay. However, he gives that's the simplest reason the Rivash says. Never mind, don't be medayik. They're talking about ordinary circumstances. They're telling him the dinim of nida, and ilchus nida generally apply to a husband and wife. That's the normal situation. However, he said maybe that's not the greatest answer. Well, tamhu, another answer, ki divrayim, ha'ilalame das es am echis nahagu, im nishosehem betumasim betarasim, because they're, why did they write this for him? They wrote this form as a guide to married people, how they should behave with their wives. I mean, that's what the purpose of this form was, right? They wrote this form, the Lame Das is Amekis Nagrin, the Shosem, but Tumas or Tarasim. Below the Tsuchim Lazeb, they don't have to bring up Knuya. Why? Here's the key. Try BS Apriya Asura anyway, right? There's Asura to sleep with a single girl anyway. Forget about Nida. There's an Isra anyhow. So they're talking about a husband and wife that are generally permitted at certain times, certain situations, certain times of the month. They're forbidden. And they're giving guidance on how to live with your wife when she has Nida, when she's in Nida, when she's not in Nida. Okay? But that's a big discussion. But there's some who hold that Bias of Pnuya is also Nidoraisa. It's forget about what she's in Nida, when she's not in Nida. Even if she would have gone to the mikveh, it wouldn't make a difference. There'd be Isser, the Eshpa Malkus, Kol Shekhin Atzulcha. Okay, he's talking about there, the certainly Malkus. Okay, there's a thing called Kadesha, we'll say Kadesha in Israel. So a woman is not permitted to sleep around. According to some, it's an Isser Deraisa. A woman is Mufkaris Lakol, a woman who sleeps around with everybody, that's an Isser, yeah. Correct. Not everybody agrees. I mean, I don't recall Menachos Chinuch, but other Rishonim do say otherwise for sure. Yeah. So I'm saying so. It's a machlokes. But he mentioned. He said the Divrei Rama was Amanat Torah. Right? Not everyone agrees with the Raisa. Correct. We'll see in a second. He's a Rav Moshe, go on to elaborate. But certainly, according to some Rishonim, we're dealing with the Raisa to begin with. Okay. Again, of Kadesha, perhaps other things. We'll see. What's the lesson? It's Bitchol Haznosa, right? Such a pasuk also. So there are psukim, you know, that speak about Zuz, Derek Zuz. That's what he says. Rotzalom alabal Derek Zuz. Arei Bichal Kadesha, Avopish, and Hashemis, Bekubishal Zonos. But if Kira Atzma Lakol. According to some, even if she doesn't sit with a prostitute, sits and she's not Mufkaris Lakol, but she's available, again, according to some, it's the right. And I agree. You're correct, okay? But according to some, it's the right. Furthermore, Uladira Hacholkim. There are those who disagree and say, no, it's not true. There's no actual love and malchus for Biala Priya. We call Malkim Yesh, but we also see Sudar Bonan. I call Panan, this is Sudar Bonan. This is Sudar Bonan. Shari Gam Yichuda Shal Priya Osir. Even Yichuda with Priya is not allowed. Okay, Migzeris Bezin Shal David. Came back to the days of David HaMelech, which is pretty ancient Gezeris, Chachamim. There's already an Issa de Rabbanan, the Bezin of the time of David HaMelech, who goes out of Pnuya to Gemara. But the Gemara has was a number of different Gzeras, and that was one of them. And the Gzera David HaMelech, the number of different Gzeras by Pnuya, and some Yichud Gemaras. So it says, Ugami Chud, it's a Pnuya, so it says Bezin of David. So culture can be also. I mean, if it's also to have Yichud, it's obviously also to have Biyah. So, in other words, what the Rosh is saying, there are other Isurim involved with having beer with a Priya, forgetting about Nidas. Okay? It's also, maybe it's also the Raisa, maybe it's the Kader of Kadesh, also called, what's the Rosh? It's Bitchol Haznosa. It's Bitchol Haznosa. So, it's Nus, it's not. So, there are other Isurim running around. So, and at least the Rabbanan. Right? And furthermore, Vigamish Mishomer, there are others who disagree. They say it's not usher, it's not an Isra Lav, Isra Malkus of Kadesha, but it is an Isra. It's called an Isra Asay. What's the Isra Asay? Who Isra Asay? The Kiyikach Ish Isha Oval. The Pasuk says about marriage. Kiyikach Ish Isha, that's the Pasuk of marriage. Rama quotes it there in the Sefer Mitzvahs. There's a Mitzvah Kiyikach Ish Isha. We know the Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin, right? Kiyikach Kishim is Ephron. Kiyikach means acquiring a wife. So there's some who learn that it's Dafka that order. Kiyikach Ish Isha, Uva'ala, has to be Dafka that order. So if you have Biyah with a woman before you took her as an Isha, so then you're, it's an Isra Asay. Yeah, not everyone agrees with that, but at least an Isra Asay. So Kashiyir Tzalik. In other words, who is I say the kiyach is isha vala, omer Torah kashir talivo you have a kedushin. All right. Now, so says the Rivash, there are quite a number of different possibilities. It could be an isha lav with malchus, could be an isha darbana, could be an isha Torah, but it's only an isha say. Whatever it is, there are isurim with a pnuyah. He does mention again. He's fully intellectually honest. He says Okay, and that's a big shmuz by itself. What exactly is a pilegesh? A tarpa mitzvah pilegesh. In English, they translate a concubine. A pilegesh is not sleeping around. She's miuchedes to this one man. Well, he is, maybe she doesn't have a ksuba. The other things, you know, the other things with pilegesh. But afzu also Rambam zala hedyot. Rambam says pilegesh only mutar melech. Rambam disagrees. Rambam holds that a pilegesh is only a special din by a melech. Okay, so hiti king lamelech, right? Kamosha Kosma Sefer Shoftim. Sefer Shoftim here means the Rambam Sefer Shoftim. You know, the Ochus Malachim. Okay, and then the Rambam Sefer Shoftim. Vador Matikim Ein Kamako Ahara. Bekal Makom Ein Mishiyate Lagamer Bias Pnuyo Biznus. Okay, Umashem Murgo Befni Hamon Plonis Pnuyo Mutaris Emes Hu Shemutaris Adin Nisuin. When people say this woman's available, it's not, she's available for marriage, right? She's in the Suin, not that you're able to sleep with now. Okay? And he even says, "B'chein biznus ain't brazik as a bal." I'm saying for gita nilmot shekach chasav hareyat mutaris lechol adam. All right, in a get, the lashon in a get has to be that hareyat mutaris lechol adam. Okay, you're mutar to anybody right now. Okay, obviously it doesn't mean there's nus. It's not mutaris now. It means mutaris. You know, no longer connected to this bal. So language in a get is hareyat mutaris lechol adam. It doesn't mean stam mutaris, right? That means anyone thinks that it means now she can do whatever she wants, sleep whatever she wants, not true. Same thing. The Rashba and the Rav in their swarm were talking about a woman concerning whom, or with regards to whom, the only thing that right now prohibits her from sleeping with a man is her status as an either. That's what they're doing with her wife. That's what they're talking about. So they're not talking about all these other cases which are, you know, not, which are extra legal. In other words, they're not worried about neither with the Pruya when the Pruya has all kinds of other problems. Like there are all kinds of other Yisurim, whichever ones you pick, but there are other types of Yisurim. So they're only talking about there's no other reason for her, this woman, to be permitted, for forbidden to her husband, other than Nidah. So that's what they're talking about. Okay, even the stakel board there is also the rabbanan. All kinds of other yisurim that apply to a pnuya, and therefore we're not talking about this. Of course, the yisur neither applies technically, but they're not going into that because there are many other reasons. There are many other problems. Neither is most severe. Okay, anyway, that's the point of the revosh. Now, at the end, why we might wonder? Well, one second, and this has come up. It's come up in modern times, and come up sure in not so modern times either. So let's say you have a woman who is gonna sleep around a little bit, or she's sleeping with her boyfriend, whatever. So she's not worried about all these, she and he are not worried about all these yisurim relating to Pnuya. Okay, it's an essay, it's an abana. I'm willing to take that, but I don't want to play around with neither. It's a karis. You know, I mean, neither is a heavy duty yisurim. Some people are worried only about the heavier duty yisurim. A lighter, lower level yisurim, no. I'll straighten out a kash baruch yom kippur. Whatever, okay? They're not as worried about those things. So let's let her go to the mikveh. Maybe the adirah, we should make them go to the mikveh. We'll save people when it's a karis. The prostitutes will tell them, okay, well, you know, we're not happy with what you're doing, but I'll call upon them, go to the mikveh. At least save yourself and the man you're with when it's a karis, right? Okay, we do know people have beer with girls who are pnuyas and so on and so forth. We know it exists because all are blind. So why should we let them go to the mikveh? All right. So Mashani Flay, look at the second last paragraph there in source 2. This is all from that Chuvah Tzori Vosh in the Tav Chavei. Mashani Flay is Eich lo tiknu tvil le pnuyah kedei shalei kashul bo rabim ain kan makom tema shalei kevin shal pnuyah sur kamo katab adar abba im haisa tovalas haisa haya bo mikshol shal mekilim bi surah. Right? It's basically you're subverting the system. We're going to tell you, well, we're going to let you do this. We look the other way. No, okay, we're not letting you go to, we don't want you, we won't let you go to the mikveh. Okay, yeah.
Is that a zero? Is there even some kind of policy, or is it just public policy?
I think it's a matter of public policy more, okay? Because you don't want people, you don't want people, look, if she went to the mikveh, it works. Okay, if she goes to the mikveh, she'll go in the ocean, whatever she'll do, the tefillah works. You can't say it doesn't work. But yeah, it's a matter of public policy. I don't know whether there's a formal gzera, but that's what he's saying. He's saying we don't want her to be makel in Isurim, and to go to the mikveh in order to be makel in the, is usher. But it's a good question. I'm not really sure whether it's actually a gzera, so much a matter of public policy. I heard years ago of a situation where a single girl came to the mikveh, and the mikveh lady asked, "You from around here?" No, you're married. We're like, no, not married. Why are you going to the mikveh? So she said, what do you think? Okay, and so really, we're not supposed to. Now, again, we don't say let's let her violate this. The matter of, more a matter of public policy would seem. Okay, and that's right. And why is it Tavella's? Have a mitzvah she makil b'surik. To make a lot of things. It'll lead to other problems, right? So it'll lead to more people sleeping with pigs because they'll say, that's not a big issue. As long as you take care of the neither problem. We don't want that. It upsets the whole and it ruins the whole system. Okay. So therefore, we try not to let single girls go to the mikveh for that reason. At the end, he says, "The nearest shenagu b'tzilas of doros rishonim b'shum taras." But in the olden days, when you had single girls who worked with taras, then the taka would go to the mikveh, right? Then the taka would go to the mikveh, all right? K'moshem might be on zaktanos, right? K'disim esef nida paragonos kusim v'daklam beis. Okay, yeah. So anyway, the Ramban writes, "Shebitlu b'doros rachon b'shum da v'chumer da aser de kula." Right? It doesn't sound like, you see the language that he quotes in Arban, the last lines there? He says, "Bitlua v'doros hachon mishum na v'chumra da'as le'kula, shevo bo l'idei mikshol l'hokel b'su d'arban." So the mikvahs have that policy. Okay? Now, it's theoretically, the woman, don't ask, don't tell him. She can show up in a mikvah, don't interrogate her. Okay, so in theory, one could do it. But certainly the halacha is not considered proper. So that's the first thing I want to mention in terms of that. I mean, the mikvahs try to have that policy. Okay. The next thing I wanted to look at with regards to Pnuya. Okay, again, so we keep the mikvah only for married women, And there was a joke one time, Chassidish boy came to a mikvah, a modern community came to a mikvah, and he saw the signs of women's hours, it's 8 p.m., whatever it is, and came back to these modern communities, women go to the mikvah too, Anyway, so, all right, but that's the first point I wanted to mention about, so we assume the halacha, bottom line, Priya is a nida, and we don't let her go to the mikveh. That's important. She was Ravosh, famous. She was Ravosh. Okay. The next question, though, is an interesting one. The Gemara says in nida, that Laman Alfam Bay, source 3, and our Masechta, the Gemara says the following: Tanya, Haramer Omer, Mipneima Omra Torah Nida L'Shiva. Why does the Torah, anyway, have a woman wait 7 days? Let's assume she only bled for a couple of days. Why can't you go to the mikveh as soon as the bleeding stops? Let's remember again, a nida does not require shuvah nekiyim, midaraisa. The nida requires 7 days, whether she bled just 1 day or she bled all seven. Let's say she bled 2 or 3 days. Why does she need 7 days altogether? So the Gemara answer, Meir answer, right? Tanya har Meir, omar Torah nidol shuvah, mipnei sharogil ba. Because the husband who's always with his wife is accustomed to being with her all the time, okay? Look in Rashi, I'm sorry, the next page, on that daf, Laman Alvin Beis. Okay, neither Shiva Labi, that is quite fine. They shall Adam Rogil be Easter call Shah Shiyatza. A man is me with his wife whenever he wants, okay? So eventually, unfortunately, very often, Kotzba, he gets tired of her. Meusalo. So Amr Torah calls Shah Shatira Tmeya Shiva. Okay? Kadesh Yarugaba Vitishabevolo. Well, in English, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Okay? There's a certain time that she's not allowed to be, he's not allowed to be with her. So then he longs for her, and then they're good for their marriage, yeah.
So I know that the Pasuk says in 7 days, but this isn't
the
exact answer for why
it's 7. No, not answer 7. Why, right, right. It's why do you have to have some kind of period of separation? That's great.
Why not just wait until she's clean?
Yeah, but that could be one day. I guess, you know. Right. It's a good clean. You're right. You're right.
Also going to be shut after 5 days.
Right, and a Hanami. And that doesn't explain 7. Unless 7 is even the time a week, but I don't know. It's a good point. It's a good horror. He's saying it could have been 5 days, or it could have been 9 days, or whatever. Okay. Enough on it. I mean, again, my guess is because self called self, there are other tumors which are 7 days. Not for the same reason. Tumors mace, and tumors zov, and balance, right? Yeah.
If you say that the first thing is
clear,
that the marriage thing has nothing to do with tumor and harmony.
You
say
that
Zavla, I don't try to compare the
Shiva. Oh, that's one of his terutsu. Yeah,
then you couldn't say.
I couldn't give that answer. Yeah, yeah, that's true. No, but what I think that we do find 7 as a unit of time. Okay, it's a good aura. It's a good aura. Again, the Rebbe doesn't deal with it, I see. I mean, this Rashi doesn't say anything either, I don't think. He just says that, you know, there's got to be some time. You know, again, the bias is more than that, but at least in terms of. You know, to create the relationship. I mean, by the way, I mean, all of the Musar and philosophical books I need to talk about this, you know, that it's healthy for the marriage, they can't be with each other all the time, and so on and so forth. But, I mean, you're right, I don't know why it's 7. That makes it 7. But that's what Rameyer says. Now,
could Shiva just be the amount of time?
Sorry?
Could Shiva just be the amount of abstinence that's Mechabib? It's like a.
Yeah, I mean, so Yitz is saying maybe from a psychological point of view, I have to talk to the psychologist. But, you know, 7 is a time that creates a real, you know, oh, 1 day, 2 days, you live without it, right? I mean, but after a while, you know, it becomes more and more difficult. I think I've said over once, a day you can live. If you know in advance, it's a tougher time, you know, it's harder. It's harder. It's like I once heard a grape shot from, it's a little bit related, you know. If you only look at something one day at a time, sometimes it's easy to deal with. By Abraham J. Twersky, Shia Twersky, the psychiatrist, you know. I mentioned, I think, a number of years he lived in Teaneck, and I don't know, he was a member of my shul, and I have a relation with whatever from years back. He's actually shul now. But anyway, so he once drawing on his great experience with alcoholics. That was an alcoholic and drug addict. That was his main. You know, he built the whole center of Pittsburgh. Anyway, so the fascinating person, I mean, a wonderful person, a big Talmud Chacham too, by the way. People don't realize this. Aside from the books and the stories and everything else, and the Chassidus of Meisler, which he's has great expertise. He also has. I have a sefer at home. He had a correspondence with the Stipler, the Stipler writes. He had a relationship with the Stipler, a correspondent. The Stipler writes in the Hakdamah to the sefer. He says, I know you're involved in medicine and claw work all your life, and you write like a fellow sits and learns all day, which from a stipend, I think, is a pretty good compliment. I would be happy to compliment myself. But anyway, so he said, you know, with Rachel, so Yaakov agreed to work for 7 years, you know, and it says, Ayub enof ki yomim achadim. Pasuk says, right? Ayub enof of kiyomim beyetzev. He loved this so much, it seemed like just a couple of days. So, wait a minute, other Abba, it should have been torture. Right? You know, 7 years is like insurmountable. Right? You know, things are coming down. On the contrary, it should have seemed like 100 years. Right? No, because I mean, he loved her, he's so in love with her, that he should have more. Why does the post say it that way? So he said, you know, with an alcoholic, an alcoholic who's, you know, a real alcoholic, recovering alcoholic, cannot have another drink, period. He can't drink, okay? And how do you get people to, you know, do that? It's very, very difficult. You tell a guy you tell a person he can never drink ever again, forget it, he's not going to do it. But if you create the psychological mindset, can you make it through today? Yeah? Okay, good. Now tomorrow, can you make it through today? You look at each day as one unit. Oh, today I can make it without a drink. Tomorrow, Tomorrow, each day, look at each day as one unit, which I can make without a drink. Right? So that's what he said, that the pshat is. Yaakov Avinu, can I live without it today? Okay, today I'll get through it. Right? That's when it's kiyamim achadim. Right? But if you tell a person it's going to be now for the next 7 years, even though in the back of your mind you know, but if that's how you look at it, oh, I'll never survive, I'll never make it. Right? And you know, so maybe that's the same idea. It's, you know, you talk about a whole week, forget it, but 1 day, 2 days, but a week is the unit, but past the week already, you can't do it. I don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting idea. All right, getting back.
Sound like another like addition to that is, I think, on the, in terms of Tumah V'Tahara, I mean, we find that there, this is one of the things that Torah Shlomim is going to bring up, but that we really find two options, that it's either Tumas Erev or Tumas Shiva.
Right.
So on a pashtus level, if you're just going the Tumah and Tahara route, so then it was really, there weren't really so many options. So.
Right, correct. Enough. Okay, I was just giving a psychological insight, which I'm not really qualified to give, based on what I've heard. Okay, anyway, but that's the Gemara. So the question is now, obviously, so 1 second. If your mayor's right, the whole idea is to make a separation of man and his wife, okay? So then, you know, should they chaviv al baila, you know, kish, what was the language? Kishas, kishas al chuppah, right? They'll be like renewing the chuppah every month, you know, the mama, she'll desire her and love her and she'll love him and so on, like when I went to the chuppah. If that's the case, so you can wonder, and that's what Torah Shlomo does here in our siman, Kuf Pei Gimel, in Tikkat and Dalad. So 1 second. So that won't apply to a pnuya, right? The whole svara doesn't apply to a pnuya. Not married to her. What are we renewing? You know, it's a one night stand or something, right? So the Torah says in chiluk when pnuya sula in isunido. If you madi isu b'shah so parakama palace, that's like a mar nido. I'm an album base we just saw. Tanya har mayor omer mema omer torah nido shiva maybe shorogel katzba omer torah take tmiya to shiva some kliyish tichavim or balak kusas kuzel chupah. If came with pnuya shol sar tamze lo tei tmiya shiva. Maybe with a pnuya we shouldn't require 7 days. Whatever, however many days she bleeds, and that's it. It'll be two 3 days. Okay, with a pnuya, for whatever reason, we wait 7. 7 is the magic number. Okay, well, I'm sorry, with an isha, with a married woman. Okay, then Mr. Shiva to enhance the relationship with her husband and the husband longing for her and all that. Good. But with a pnuya, that's obviously not shy. Okay, again, the language of Ramah was there's no chilik at all between a married woman and a priya. That's the language of Armo at the end of the Sif, right? So one manifestation that then was we discussed before, right? The namely that she has the status of Anita altogether. That was one thing. But the second thing is that the status of Anita is parallel, right? I mean, ain chilik means no chilik, right? So no chilik with regards to, you know, giving her a din of Anita altogether. Number two, giving her a din of 7 days. There's also no chilik. So he says, composing of a kala and so on. All right, but tzarich lomer the high drusha be'almahu. When we come up, when we come mashi koyben and asur ben up to the commercial goes to rivash. Okay, he says it's just a drusha. It's not the real reason why we have a need. There's a kosev. A nida is tamei for 7 days. So mayor had something we learned from it. Positive that we emerges from it and we can learn from it. Okay, nice. But that's not the real Icarus. It's Drush should be Alma. That's Drush. Okay. And the comic we cry mash, the Koy Ben is Subena Pnuya. But the Psukim, because it says, you know, the Thomas Shivis Yomim, it says Isha, and they're saying not Ishtecho, Isha, like we said with the reverse. That's the first answer. It's just a Drusha. And despite the, all right, you're right, technically speaking, this particular Drusha doesn't work for a Pnuya. But nevertheless, both an Isha and a Pnuya are to for 7 days. That's the first difference. Two, Rodi Shalomar. Why didn't he ask the question about Zobah? Why do you need Shiva Nikiyim? Right? He asked, why does it need to need 7? Why didn't he ask about a Zobah, which needs even more Shiva Nikiyim? Okay. Should the Vada Halokasha, the Kamat Meim, Hain Betumah Shiva? As Alex was saying before, right? The Tumah Shiva, and you said also, Joseph, right? The Tumah Shiva is a standard length of tumor for tumor's atomic. Okay, kigon zov, which may mace, okay. Neither of the HM tumor's Arab, but in other words, neither doesn't really fit in because you should have a period of time of 7 days after the tumor is over. Okay. We don't say, let's say by neither we say deraisa, that even if she had dam all 7 days, she still can go to the mikveh. We don't say, if a guy touched a mace each one of the 7 days, he can't now go to the mikveh after the 7 days since the first touching, right? It's 7 days without being in contact with a mace, right? Or zog, which is 7 days without being a zog, right? And therefore, by zoga, we understand the same thing. That's why Meir never brought it up. Oh, you have to be. That's the status, and therefore, you need 7 days without being a zoga. So that there was no question about. The only question was about by nida. That was the ikar kushal nida, whom we call marasha. The chomer tumasa, if she's it's considered a heavy duty tuma, amaya mina da filo shofas dam kol shiva tumelas lair. Why should she be able to go even if she had blood all 7 days? She bled all 7 days, but now she can go to the mikvah the seventh night. And it puts in parentheses. Well, you know, which is, that's the din who pushed Bashar. We know that. Okay. Below Chomakal Kach, Amai Baro, I feel a kosu to Meir Shiva. On the other hand, why do we say that even if you saw only a drop on the first day, she only saw them 1 day, just to wait seven, right? Tiskila, Tumas Erev, right? Let go that evening. Below Kachach, Tzrichon Ol Tamidur Meir, Kadesh Chavirol Baila. By Nida, the question comes up of Agabi Zova, Bada, Avto Shach, Amzet Tzrichon Shimonikim. Okay. So in other words, Rabbi never asked about the din of a zoma, because the din of a zoma is parallel to all the other tumas. The din of a nida is a funny, it's a hybrid. It doesn't really follow the exact pattern. Because on the one hand, even if she bleeds all 7 days, she can go that night. And even if she bled 1 day, she still has to wait 7 days. A home and a cooler, right? So so then he can ask, so why they make such a din by nida? They didn't ask why they make such a din by, as I was saying before, right? If you say that, if they made the din by tumantara, so it wouldn't work. It's different. But anyway, that's what the... That's what he said. Now, so therefore, Al Kain, Vim Kain, rather, 3 on the bottom. Achshav, Shekulam, Kizavah Gedola, Shavinu Chachamim, and Al Kain, Ein Lechalai, Green Priel, Nesuah, Tzvichah, Shemunakim. In other words, he says, Lamaisa, today, right, we no longer have a distinction between putting in, between the Nida and Zava. Everyone has a Chomers of a Zava. So Mela, now, there's no distinction between a Priel and Ashish Ish. But your mayors, you could argue that Take, according to a mayor, it really shouldn't apply to a Pnuya. The whole Shiva, the whole din of a Nida waiting 7 days should Take not apply to a Pnuya. It shouldn't. And in fact, according to this tariff, perhaps it doesn't. It doesn't apply in a Hanami. But since nowadays we treat every person, everyone who believes, as a Zava, so then there's no difference whether she's a Pnuya or an Ashish. Now, the implication of that answer, the second, it's interesting, because if she was just a nida, not a zava, she would have to be able to go in less than 7 days, right? I mean, so that's the question of what in the olden days, what was the din of a priya? It leaves a little bit of an open question. But this second teretz is based on the fact that nowadays we equate everybody. So the whole time of a mayor disappears. The whole question of a mayor doesn't even get off the ground nowadays. Why have to wait 7 days? Oh, because we treat it as a zava, and a zava is 7 days, you know, 7 clean days. That's it. So what's the shaila? The mayor is only asking, I'll leave it to Din Daraisa, right? According to Din Daraisa, then it could come out that perhaps a Pnuya Take wouldn't have to wait 7 days, if that's correct. That's interesting. Aura. Finally, the third territory, the Tarz HaShlomim, Odeh Shlomar, the mayor of Beshid HaShimon of the Dorish time of the crow. Okay? Please, I would see Tavkuf Tezrov in Mashkon Amona. But let's think of Shimon. Rameir, that's a famous machlokas, right? The famous machlokas in a few places, whether darshin and time of the Kor or not. When we say darshin and time of the Kor, we mean, can you arrive at a distinction in the performance of a mitzvah based on its reasoning? But can the reasoning behind the mitzvah influence its, influence its practice? But darshin, to look into, like the Sefer Chinuch always gives a reason, that's okay. And then we're not arguing on that. You can look into the reason behind the mitzvah to try to understand what the message was and what it's for. Okay, but Darshin and Tam of the Kor, the Machlokas, is about whether the reason can in fact impact the obligation or the parameters of the mitzvah. The example that he gives is in Gemara Bar Mitzia about a Mashkon Almona. The pasuk says L'sacho Begin Almona. Okay, so what's the reason? What's the reason that you're not allowed to take an almona's garment as collateral of a mashkon for a loan? The answer is because she needs it, right? Mistama, the almona is a poor almona, a widow, her husband died, she doesn't have anything, and so on. And now you're going to take this away, you have nothing, you have to give it back, and you have to go to the house, and it's not serious, take whatever they come on. You all know what I'm talking about, right? By begging almona. So, but the Gemara asks, one second, So what if you have an almona who's a multimillionaire? Okay, she's got the closet full of dresses. Okay, and so you can't take the begging almona. Can you take the begging almona in that case as a mashko? She has a lot of clothes, but she has no liquid assets right now. She needs cash. She's going to borrow cash from you. She's going to put up a dress as a collateral. She's not supposed to take it. Yeah, but she's got 500 dresses in her closet. Okay, or more likely 500 pairs of shoes, right? So there's all this stuff. So maybe the din shouldn't apply. So actually, it's a machlokas, the Gemara. Machlokas, the Rebbe Shimon. Whether in that case, maybe the din shouldn't apply, right? We see a parallel machlokas. Actually, the sheet has come out the other way, interesting enough, regarding a melech having multiple wives, more than X number of wives. Remember that Gemara in Sanhedrin? Okay. And the Gemara there in Bar Metzia that he refers to compares, because the sheet does a beautiful machine coming the other way. But can a man have, why can't you have more than, why can't the king have more than X number of wives? Because they're going to lead him astray. And what if the next wife, the number is six, right? Not I have more than six wives. So let's say number seven, his mom is a tzadekes. She's Avigail, I think is more of an example, right? Tzadekes, she's not going to lead him astray. Oh, so in that case, maybe it is okay, right? So same question, with Dashina time of the court. Can the reason impact the the parameters, the halakhic parameters of the mitzvah? So again, it's a broad and an interesting, I think, very interesting subject.
There are three things that he shouldn't do.
Right,
so
he
buffed.
And he got tripped up. Yeah, he got tripped up. So again, some will make a chilek. I'm digressing for a moment. But some will make a chilek. By the Begad Almona, the Torah never gives the reason. The Torah just gives a blanket isser. We figure out the reason, but the Torah doesn't say it. Mashenu came by the Melech. The Torah says, "Lo Yosef." Right? It says, the Torah says the reason. So someone, the Torah gives you the reason, then you have the right to say, but the reason doesn't apply, maybe we can. But when the Torah doesn't give the reason, like by Begad Almona, the Torah never gives the reason why, we figure out the reason. And then I think the Rosh, not every Shonim, discuss, what if the reason is obvious? It's so obvious, right? And now that's a question how obvious it's obvious. But for example, another case that comes up, Losach Sam Sor B'disho. Right, you're not allowed to muzzle the law of the chasima. Chasima the Sama, not the chasima the Torah. The law of the chasima. So let's say you have an ox, you're not allowed to muzzle it. Right? The law of the chasima. But what if you know that the animal has some stomach problem, it's going to get sick if it eats the grass? And the animal doesn't understand that, but you do. So you're muzzling the animal for its own sake. Adarabba. If you let the animal eat from the grass, it's going to get sick. So is that enough? What do we say? No, the Torah says no self. The Torah doesn't give the reason either. And then there is obvious. Maybe that's more obvious. I mean, this comes up in many different areas. The truth is that's what in a different area, in an assay area, right? I mean, it relates a little bit to this week's sentence. It's about talk kisul lachemes hashir azos, right? The mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. So everybody knows the Rosh, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh. And I've never written a Sefer Torah. You've never, none of us here, I think, have ever written a Sefer Torah. Maybe you wrote one letter or something, that the sofer then went over anyway. So what happened to the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah? So everyone knows that the Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh that says that, nowadays the nature of the mitzvah is different because we have other swarm we can purchase and get and chumashim and so on and so forth. What he changed the din? No, but there again, the Torah gives a reason. The person's purpose of having Sefer Torah is to be able to learn from it, right? What else do they have in those days? They didn't have anything else to learn from. They didn't have any Svarim. They had a Sefer Torah. So you should have a Sefer Torah to be able to study from. Today, we have other things to study from. There, the Torah itself gives the reason. V'lamdus b'nei Yisrael, right? So, anyway. So the number of different ramifications. On the other hand, there are some mitzvahs where the Torah tells you have to keep the not only does the reason play a role, but the reason you have to know the reason, right? That's the kind of the sukkis, right? The kuryak, the Bach. The Bach has three mitzvahs, tefillin, tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, where the Torah used the word laman. Right? By sukkah, it says, sit in the sukkah. Why? Laman, yeidu dor seichem. You should know. Right? You should, there, the time of the mitzvah, not that it impacts the technical parameters, but it impacts your performance. According to the Bach, you should have in mind, Okay, according to the Bach, you should have to have in mind. Same thing with tzitzis. It says Laman Tizgur. You should have that in mind. Right? Tzolan says Laman Tia Torah Sheshemetichu. And the Torah itself says Laman. It's telling you that the Tom of the mitzvah. Torah is telling you the reason behind the mitzvah. Right? Telling you why. Right? The Torah says that. So then maybe you should even have it in mind when you perform the mitzvah. The Yaakov Etlinger, the Bikur Yaakov, Torah Haner. The back of his commentary on Sukkah is Bikur Yaakov and Shomar. He seems to say it's Makev even. That's already a big Kiddush. But anyway. I always try, at least the first night of Sukkah, you know, a special chiyuv, by Kiddush, to remind everyone in the family why we're sitting in the Sukkah. You know, just to have it in mind. Okay, anyway, so but getting back to this, the Torah Sashlomim said, that was a little break, but getting back to it now, the Torah Sashlomim says that Rebbeir was passing Reb Shimon and Dashin in time of the crawl. We don't paskin that way. Okay, at least where the Torah itself doesn't give the reason. We don't paskin that way, right? The Torah certainly doesn't give the reason here by Nida. It doesn't say, Kedei Lechabu V'Alayla, you know, and then they should be smeichim like when they got married. So, okay, anyway, so those are the terutzim that the Torah Sashlomim gives. A little bit later, in that's by us, okay? So, but a little bit later, in Tzimkuf Tzadi Beis, all right, the Torah Sashlomim takes that second answer, that middle answer, which was somewhat interesting. He says, look in the six, that the Torah Sashlomim, not an hour, seven Kuf Pegim, but later on, Kuf Tzadi Beis, they caught Nalef. He writes, "Lofim hashakasal el sin kuf pegimel sin kot dalad that tam the pruya nidas tuchashiva hanav ishe achshav kizav gedola shavir nechachonim." But the only reason that enachanami taka really penuya shouldn't have to be needed for 7 days because that whole reason of lachabav v'abayla doesn't apply. But we do it anyway because she's a zava al kenei chlip and penuya sura. That's a shenakim. Hashena can be in Torah. Ain lahatzuch shiva. I don't think it's the same akim. Yeshiva pruya rach benesua. He's saying perhaps on a Torah level, I don't think you need Shiva Nakim. It says Shiva Nakim, but that you would need. That you never need for Nidah with the Raisa. So it means Shiva Nakim, the Rach Minasua. So he says that, you know, according to that second, it's basically according to his second answer, that a Torah, Pnuya Taka, would not need Shiva Nakim. And she only needs it to Rabbanan because we treat every Nidah like a Zavag Dol. Okay? However, back in our Siman here, in the Placey here in Sukkot Gimel, Sukkot and Gimel, so first he writes at the beginning, Ben Kriv, Ben Lassur, quotes the Rambam, Bezeh Pashut Ubar Ajli Pol Belev Shum Adam Lusafik Chas Shalom Bo. He says very emphatically, Ben Hassan Abishad said, this is the din that a woman is a nida, whether she's married or she's single, it doesn't make any difference. Not, to the point that there's no doubt, there's no argument, he's shutting off any discussion about it. Okay? There's no Chas Shalom, there's nothing to talk about. Okay? And Abu Allah bin Idusa Chayv called Shiva Chayv Karis. It's a full fledged Chayv Karis, nothing to talk about. Okay? Now, second paragraph. Harama go Minchas Yaakov. That's the Taras Hashlomah. That's Yaakov, the I mentioned. Right? We have the Minchas Yaakov and Chok Yaakov on some parts of Arachayim and the Shuvas Yaakov. So anyway, that's what he calls the Minchas Yaakov, same person. Okay? Go Minchas Yaakov, Yaakov Rachel was his name, I think, the early Yaakov. He says, forgive me, but he calls him Agon. Agon, Minchas Yaakov, he went out of bounds. Okay? What do you say today? He went out of his lane. Okay? He went out of bounds. All right? He says, Yotze b'zeh chutz l'gidro g'chachamim. V'nosan michshol l'pritzei ador b'vonos ha'rabim. He set up a problem for v'vonos ha'rabim for the pritzei ador. Shekosav. He says, ho v'amru d'l'chach nidu t'mei ha'shiva b'shum d'lo s'isgan al-baila. The Pruyo Shacham is a Lekha Tumashiva. Ludwarv Afla Koris Lesagabla. There should also be no Koris. That's his point. His point is that now if you're saying that the whole din of Nida, you know, so he wants extended, it wouldn't be Koris either. Okay, you could argue there wouldn't be Koris either if the whole din is based on, because you don't have Koris for Darbonim. Because according to the second parish of Taras Hashlomah, which he himself quotes later in the later Simon, so that really this whole din shouldn't apply Taka to a Pruyo. Right, so then perhaps the whole din of Karis doesn't apply either. Kimonoshach, right? If Pruya is included in the Torah, so Gamkin, Inkin, Aftun, Shiviyesh, Bob, Yilav, Afisa Karis, like that. One or the other, right? Either she's included in what the Pasuk's saying or not. And according to the second Teretz, it's she's not. It's only Darbonan, right? And the host of his Kuv Tzadi Beis, he refers, again, as we just saw, it's the six, it's Kuv Tzadi Beis. He discussed the question. Well, Tamar and Rus, we won't talk about that another time. Tamar and Rus, you know, how did Tamar sleep with Yehuda? Right? had a roost with boys, you know. So the maybe said, yeah, whatever. So we'll come back to that. And he says, surely Mar Khal Dharma have to Mayor Divid Drushes Hain. All these things are all drushes. Okay. And you know what? He says the same Gemara, I didn't print it. The same Gemara goes on to say, how come the bris is on day 8? Right? Why is the bris on the 8th day? And Gemara says, so you're cool, I call smechem, but I'll be about saving. Okay, a tzuvah. You know, after day 7, when a boy's born, midaraisa, start the So 7 days she's tummy, right? Then 8 days start the Yemei Torah. So if the bris would be on day 4, so everybody in the bris is all happy, but they're upset because they can't be with each other. Everybody waited till day 8. Same Gemara. So he says, it says the placing, so you let us miss old Michael and Mamer. What about the one who's not going to, would anybody have a hammer and say, oh, in that case, you won't do the bris on the 8th day. We're going to wait until she's tar, and then the husband and wife will be happy. I mean, it's a reductive ad absurdum, right? They're saying, of course, same Gemara that has this drush about why I need this, coming for 7 days, you know, goes on to say why bris is the 8th day. Why? Because we want to wait for the Yemei Torah. We want to wait for the Yemei Torah. What about the ones you let us dissolve? The Yemei Torah doesn't come in 8 days. So you're gonna say, is anybody going to say, therefore, we won't do the bris on the 8th day? Not possible. Okay? So, and Bechayni Yeser Kushas. Right? He says various other kashas also. And he said the truth of the matter is you could flip around. The other way, anyway, so the Rebbe's neighbor should, at the end, he writes, he doesn't like that answer at all. And the Kol Makom Kosher Lahar, Mikoshi in the house was safer. It's very difficult to say. You shouldn't have printed it. I think, right? You shouldn't have. You know, when they say that not everything you think of needs to be said, and not everything you say needs to be written, right? So anyway, that's what he says, the placing. The Sidrei Torah, in our siman also, Kuf Pei Gimel Sukkot Hey, is Masha Kosa, Crazy Placey, Sukkot Gimel, Al Rab Menachas Yaakov, Tor Shalom, Shiyot Sechut, the Gidro, Gerech Hachom, Lita Mishlo, Prita Dor, Chalak, Prima Zor, Yofa Kosa. So the Torah gives his stamp of approval to the Bialas and Abish's objection to that Torah to the Torah Shalom. And then writes, Vizel Oshon Hara'ob, the Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Tzadi Hey. That's what you're referring to before. First of all, that's a question whether the Ra'o wrote the Sefer Chinuch. That's a big discussion. Ra'o is of Aron Levi. Okay, the Bar Pulta, the Rashbo, the Talmud Arban, and so on and so forth. The Ra'o, the descendant of the Balamor, I think. So the also an original thinker. He wrote the Berak HaBayis on the Rashbo's Torah HaBayis, print on the side of the page. Rashbo usually responded in the Mishmeres HaBayis. Anyway, that's the Ra'o. We don't know exactly who wrote to the Sefer Chinuch. Okay, it's a big question that scholars discuss, you know, something. The Israel, because it seemed, I think, if I remember, because the person's name was Aaron, but it was the Ra'or, though. And some things seem to match, but I think the contemporary view is it's not. I think the more scholarly opinion is it's not. But it's, I guess my son, he's a little sticklebucky in the Sefer Chinuch, but the... this assumption. But anyway, he assumed that it was the Ra'o, whoever it was. Okay, he says. He says the Amish angel died from talking to the common with Ra'o. He quotes it also, as he says. The Sefer Chinuch quotes the. By the way, the English edition of the Sefer, I don't know, but I'm not familiar. The article recently, I think, completed the Sefer Chinuch, and I haven't really looked at it. That's how my son looked at it. The earlier translation, Feldheim, five volumes. I think in the beginning of the first volume, or the end of the last volume, they have a whole essay on authorship of the scriptures and the subject. The whole essay.
It's not an introduction, right?
It's not an introduction. Maybe it's in the end. Maybe I think I saw it somewhere else. I thought it was... But somewhere they talk about it. Okay, anyway. So the Sidur Torah says, he quotes the Sefer Chinuch. He says, he quotes his Joshua Meir. And he quotes Sefer Chinuch, right? There are many things that are hinted at in the mitzvah, right? It's not the real reason behind this. There are many things that are hinted at. The truth of the matter is, he says it. You take a look, I printed it for you. It's not by the mitzvah nida. It's in Sefer Chinuch, it's in Parshas Truma. in mitzvah tzadi hey, source 9. Uchidom elazeh, Amr is going to rocha minyan hanida, Neshamasha, Amr Torah leishu shunikim, shetek chaviva biyose, the Gemara and the mayor, Lamed Alton Beit. Ube emre she'en kol zel adaitam tachvitz hakama mitvarm, rak laudia ki inyan havitzi yisbal harbe roz mevat ikoreha gedolim v'chazokim. So the Tzemer Chinuch says that, and therefore we shouldn't get too excited, the whole thing is a remez, and so on. Okay, the last thing I want to look at is the question of the Garhente brings it up. I realize now, when I printed the sheets, I found number 10, and the Garhente was not in the database. It is now. The Garhente is now in the database. Okay, it wasn't originally. So you can put it in yourself. I have it taped in here. And I cut it out and taped it in, which I could give you, huh?
That's what Mishnah Ruiz has said about Nisak Bama. He writes, adding the Berahita
has no
other explanation.
Yeah.
Nobody learns it. Everybody forgets about it.
Yeah, the reason, yeah, right. But the reason is because basically all he does is, for the most part, he summarizes the one of Ramana Taz or whatever, or the Shachana Taz. But anyway, but it's a good summary. But, yeah, so the Berahita is now in the database. So you can stick it in. Anyway, it's from Kuf Pei Gimel. It's from Kuf Dal. I assume Kuf Dal. Avo Eina Tzvich Hatzvila Mishun Deba Stalak Mena Yisuk Hamur Denida. Quotes that reverse. Then he writes, okay, if someone had a relationship with a Pnuya, she gives Mali Rose, and she's an adult, that, you know, certainly of age to have gotten her period. Since we're now in the season of Tshuva, the guy wants to do Tshuva, right? They realize it was the wrong thing and so on. So Tzarek Lasos Tshuva Ke Boel Nido. The tshuva is the tshuva, the same tshuva as a boel nida. Imlo sheyadu lo shetovel v'adai. Okay, unless he knows that she was tovel. He quotes the tshuva from the Maram Mintz, who's a Rishon. The Maram Mintz is a Rishon, so I printed it there. So it's 11, Shal Shuz, Maram Mintz, Simen Tzadi Hei. There are two Simen Tzadi Hei, so this is Tzadi Hei Aleph. Okay. Kasher she'alta misha boel apnir gedolo. She'igia liros. Again, she's of age to have gotten her period. Even if she saw, maybe she went to the mikveh first, despite the Rivas doesn't like the Mistam. If she was an Ida, she knows the din, she probably would have gone to the mikveh. Nearly, hi sfeika the shemesh rachadu toy lav milsi. That first suffix, that's not a suffix at all. The miuta she'en a motzu klal. It's a miuta and a miuta. It's not a recognizable or a miuta we have to take into account. Because it's such a minority. Vika rov, gomer de rov, noshim rosa. Okay, and he puts in parentheses, vafilo rameir de chayesh miuta, komokon miuta miuta lo chayesh. Right, that's a big discussion also. Rameir in general, it's chayesh miuta, but not miuta de miuta. Huchse vedam lochen lo choshi vafilo legabe sveik seike. Not a sveik seike. Right, and then he brings it right, we'll skip maybe six lines down after that. Vahu gavra, habolas is tshuva, bestoma kavanos l'shem shemayim. So what should we do? In kain neshayle, eichu machzi kipnuya. Imi prutz, what's the status? How does he hold this girl? She's prutz of Yosef. If someone sleeps around, I will kukaz myself. So karv levadai, gam behal kilko. This is a woman who is completely, you know, out of the system. Okay, and she doesn't, keep a dinner of mistama. She doesn't keep the dinner of nida either. Right? So a person sleeps around like that. Okay, mistama, gam behal karv levadai, gam behal kilko. All right. And furthermore, is even worse because lo yochol litbol ben olatzva. You have to be, you can't be tovel by yourself, and not because you need an aid. Okay, you don't need an aid, but to make sure she did it right, she went completely under the water. We have the so-called mikvah lady. It's not aid echadam bisurin, so she's believed. Okay, but we don't allow a woman to go under the mikvah herself. Maybe she didn't get all the way under. Maybe her hair stood out. You don't need a bezdin, though. You don't need the edus. By geiris, by tefillah for geiris, you do. Okay, even for the geiris of a woman, you need to have men present there. So what we do is, just if you're interested, I'm involved in the Bezim Geras in New Jersey, you know, so I've done it many times. You never see anything. But what happens is we have the woman go into the water. She has a, I mentioned she wants, she has a, you know, a sheet completely around her. Okay. And we stand at near the door and we tell her to go down. So she says, let's go to the sheet. And she kind of floats up and she goes under. And all we see is the top of her head that went under the water. We run out of the room. You know, so there's a woman in there, you know, they're making sure they're helping or whatever, but we go out. So, you know, I mean, she never see. Or sometimes they put a board in the way, so we're behind the board. The only thing you can see is her head. All you can see of her, you know, is her head, and they see that it goes under. But anyway, that's a different story. But neither does not need anybody there. But he says, 1 second. Yeah, because El Tzricha Isha Liros Shetovla Shapir V'Halchet Pnuy Shirotz Liba Az Ha'is Tzricha Legalo Shirotz Liznos. Like in the case I told you before, right? She'll have to reveal that she's doing this because she wants to sleep with somebody. Mustafa Ain Shemoto Megalo Shirotz Lebebe Nisir. At least in those days, anyway, people were embarrassed. They didn't want to admit that they're going to do Nisir. Okay, and that's why he quotes more in Brachas. Right? Remember that Mark Shechala B'Yochanan and Zakai Nichlas Tamir Etzel Levakro Amalo Barchenu. You to say, tomorrow Zaki gave us Talmidim a bracha that they should have as much fear for Hashem as they have for people. No more than that. Halavai. Tedu kishado over there. Omer shalayrani adam. Those people doing avera, they don't make, they don't care because bracha sees. They care that other people shouldn't know about it. That's the way human beings are. Well, the story, you know, probably not a true story, but, you know, insert Gödel here, whoever it was, you know, whoever it was traveling with a wagon driver and the wagon driver was hungry, so he pulls over to the side of the road, and there's a field there, a big field with the fruit trees. He's going to go in and steal a few fruits off the tree and climb into the field and steal a few fruits off the trees. He tells, again, as I say, insert the name of Gödel. Okay, what is the Chofetz Chaim? So he says, Tell me if anybody's watching. Okay, you keep a lookout and tell me if anybody's watching. The guy goes in, he's about to pick the food. Someone's watching. This is back. No. It's the second time, a third time. He's not a weird. He sees anybody. I've been looking around. No one else is watching. Because Baruch is watching, right? The guy didn't care about, you know, about people. Okay, anyway. So, and he has other Gemaras like that. Therefore, Lachain Karv Levada Shalom Tovla. So, some of this woman was Karv Levada, she wasn't Tovelos and so on. And therefore, he concludes in each tshuva like a ball need a mamish. Okay, so that, yeah.
You know, so that's something about that human fight where we have, like, people who are sinning, we do keep careful observance. Like, for example, the Zona who brings, like, karbanos.
Yeah, that's a, look, we do have, you're right, there are people who kept certain mitzvahs and not others. Yeah, right. There are a few cases where people were and were more nizer at certain things than other things. It's a good aura. But here it's the same realm. It's the same general realm. It's not the, you know, maybe she keeps kosher, but it's not the, you know what I'm saying?
You say it's not, but there's
Yes, you want to say that they keep the error based on the ocean. They're more careful about the other things. And hold on. Okay, anyway, that's the Rav Minson. The assumption is he did not going to make a required tshuva of a ball neither. Okay, finally, we notice that Abish, it's not in our sin, but I'm bringing it up here because it's relevant to this discussion. So, Kutzali Hay, Sukkot 12, we call Zay Yetzel Akoponim Tochachas Megul Al Minag Ra Umar. That's a problem today also, you know, because obviously included in Issa when a woman's a nida is any kind of loving or physical touching, whether it's making out, whether it's kissing, whatever you call it, you know, a physical contact in the archive is not allowed. So, you know, I told you that we've come up with a term today called Shomer Negia. I never associated the term Shomer Negia, you know. So sometimes it's, I'm not Shomer Negia. Oh, and then it's okay. What do you mean? That's okay. You know, not okay. We're still dealing with this. So you can't just say, I'm not showing the gears. No, that's all right. You know, I'm not showing shops. Oh, then you can turn the lights on. No, you can't. You know, it's like, this is still in place. I think that there's a, you know, the story of the, again, insert your name. I heard the name of the Golden. He was traveling someplace. He came to an inn and there was a person there who was eating without a yarmulke, and so on and so forth, but they needed a mezumin. So the goyim asked him to come over. The person said, "Can't you see? I'm not religious. I don't believe." He said, "Okay, but you're still obligated to write on a bench. You know, it's not an out. You can't opt out. It's not like a club. Oh, I'm not part of that. You know, so I'm not showing the gear. You know, oh, all right, no." So, and he says, unfortunately, and isn't the very famous that's lived in the early 1700s. So we think it's a new problem now, but it's not. So he writes, when we call Zay Yetzalan al Kaponim to Chochas Mugul, I'm in a growl mar, Oilanu al Shivri, or Oilanu Kichotanu, Asher Yenashik Bichabik and Achosan and Kala. Right? They're physically intimate with each other, not actually having sexual relations, not that far. Okay, but they hug and they kiss. Vyechol al Anara, Vyechol Torah Matumasa, you know, she's not Torah. I mean, we assume again, it basically just said that a Pnuya doesn't go to the mikveh. So the Maisa, from the time a girl begins to get her period for the first time at the age of 11 or 12, how old she is, she's now a Nina, that's it. That's why the Kala goes to the mikveh the week before, a few days before, right? Because she's been a Nina ever since the last 10 years or 8 years, whatever it is. Okay, so you know, she goes to the mikveh right before to remove the status of being a Nina. She's never been to the mikveh before. But she's been in there for all years, even during a time of the month where she's not actually bleeding, but since she didn't go to the mikveh, she remains in either. Right? And all those interim months and the interim years, she remained in either. She never came out of the status of being in either. So he says, she never became tar from a tumah. But via the imar always make them, and the parents see and they know about it, they're happy about it, everyone's happy. Or Lono, Milvad Isser Kishla Das, even though the husband is arousing himself on purpose, we giri Yitzhahara, he gave it to Yitzhahara, Mavon Keri, the Zerla Vatola, and all those wonderful things. Achmana Litzandu on the Sanhedrin Rabbim. Avki Isser Chomishal Torah, Benit Elios Bechal Yahar Vayavor. Okay, he goes very strong about it. But on the Sanhedrin Rabbim, Chachma Yador Machashim, now even the Talmud Chomishal are quiet about it. Zeo Hi Asher Gorim Arichas Angolis. This type of behavior is extended to Golas. That's a pretty strong statement. But this is extended to Golas. But Avdon Hod Yisrael, the loss of the crown and glory of Yisrael. But Ene Ol Nafshi Chomen Yisrael, Ki Rabim Chalim, Ki Pila Avonza. We know this area is very hard to control. And terrible things result, he said, you know. But Tzum Kol Ragev, I say, Rabim. Ula Yerachem Hashem Lahashiv Lana Ruach Chodesh Lev Tohar. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachem on us, give us a pure heart. He speaks pretty strongly, but he says people touching pnuyos when they're not tahara, which again is all the time because they don't go to the mikveh, is this you know, not only premarital sex but any kind of physical intimacy, it's a challenge. I mean, I work in a high school, so the boys always ask about negiah, this and that. You know, again, the basic approach is that you lose control very quickly in this area. You know, one could argue that it's just a touch or hold hands. It's okay, right? But holding hands, very often it doesn't stop there, right? It's certainly not for the boy. The boys, you know, the sexual desire is different between men and women. We know that. And it's very hard to control. Very hard to say, I'll make her chokas. We'll talk about her chokas later. But in any event, the Avishitz was apparently aware that this was a prevalent practice in those days, you know, that they didn't keep some of these laws. Even though we're not saying they slept with each other, they were mamish bol neither, not that far. But other things, he says, he thinks it's what extended the goals. Okay, so we'll stop over here. So that finishes Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, Baruch Hashem. That was the last point in that. And Yitzhak Hashem, tomorrow I'll speak about something probably into Tshuva. And the regular time, and then after Yantif, I'll also email you the next packet of cars. I'm just asking, I'm not putting any pressure on, are people that were on the Zoom plan to come back after Yantif, or not plan to come back after Yantif? Maybe I'll, I haven't thought about it yet, to see what's going on, it depends.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it really depends.
It really depends on too many outside factors at this point. Especially with some of the numbers going up. Okay, so, all right, I mean, look, you know, it's okay with me on Zoom.
I'm planning on it.
Yeah, mentorship. Okay.
All right, very good. For the first 2 weeks, definitely, possibly after that.
You're not going to be after. Okay, very good. All right, I mean, I'm no pressure. I just want to, so the office gets me to get an idea. But I said, Baruch Hashem, that everybody's been pretty consistent on Zoom. So it's, you know, I sometimes like to walk around more than I'm doing now, but okay. You know, sacrifice that. Okay, I want you to have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Rabbi.